This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Total food service sales were up in April and up over the last 3 months, a different story from last year, according to Jerry Dreyer, editor and analyst of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. Lee Milkey caught up with him to get the latest numbers on what's going on in our restaurants. Lee?
Jerry, restaurant sales are a very important part of dairy product disappearance, whether it's a McDonald's switching to butter or a Pizza Hut adding more cheese to its pizzas. What is the latest?
The latest, Lee, is a little foggy. We just got data released this week from the Census Bureau, who kind of tracks retail sales of all descriptions. And they put out data on total food service sales, and they put out data on fast food sales. They call it limited service restaurant sales, which is where a lot of the cheese moves. That would encompass McDonald's and Wendy's and Arby's, places like that. Total food service sales were up like 3.1% in April, up 3.7% over the last 3 months. And that's not the kind of growth that we saw last year. You know, it kind of cuts two ways. It's not the growth we saw last year, but because we had such good growth last year, we maybe aren't going to do quite that well. In fact, over the two-year period, food service sales were up almost 8%. So that's, you know, a nice growth rate. And in the fast food side of the business, things were less exciting, up less than 1% during the first quarter. But it looks like they may be recovering in March. Now, this data is interesting, but a couple of factors that we need to add to it, a little color. McDonald's sales during the first quarter of this year were up like more than 5%. And Domino's on the pizza side of the equation, their sales were up more than 8% on a same-store basis. And the other part of that story is the census data probably isn't capturing everything that's going on anymore. That segment of the business has changed somewhat. People are getting grab-and-go kinds of items out of service stations and supermarkets and drugstores and places that don't get counted as food service sales. So that may mean the numbers aren't really fully reflecting what's going on.
At any rate, it's good news for dairy farmers down on the farm, and they need it right now. Jerry Dreyer, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. The Animal Agriculture Alliance recently held their annual stakeholder summit, where more than 300 attendees learned about the latest in animal rights activism. And according to spokesperson Hannah Thompson-Wieman.
And we also talked about some of the groups and individuals out there who are just opposed to what we do in animal agriculture, regardless of our efforts to continuously improve in key areas. So we shared some insights with our attendees about animal rights activism. What are those groups doing? What tactics are they using? And how can we both prevent them from being able to influence our industry?
She says the theme of this year's summit was Protect Your Roots.
It was all about building off of the pride that pretty much everyone you encounter in animal agriculture has, whether they have generations deep roots in the industry or their roots are newly planted. We're a very passionate bunch in animal ag, and our summit was all about how we can build off of that pride in our past, pride in where we are, to talk about how we can move successfully into the future.
She says one big issue addressed at the summit, antibiotics.
As you know, if you're following these issues, there's continuous pressure on restaurant and retail brands to adopt policies restricting antibiotic use in their supply chain. So that's part of the efforts of the research that Dr. Singer's team completed was looking at that pressure to go no antibiotics ever. Is it really a good thing for animal welfare? What are some of the trade-offs? So it definitely looked at perceptions of veterinarians and producers and what their experiences have been and what some of the disease pressures are in a no antibiotics ever system that you don't deal with if you're able to use antibiotics as a tool to keep animals healthy. So Dr. Singer's research was very interesting.
Another big issue, how animal agriculture affects the environment.
We had two California folks join us to talk about that topic. One was Dr. Allison Van Enenem from UC Davis, and then Dr. Frank Mitlerner from UC Davis. They both spoke about efficiencies in animal agriculture, how we use technology to produce more with less to reduce our overall environmental impact.
That's Hannah Thompson-Wieman from the Animal Agriculture Alliance. More details at animalagalliance.org. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.